This is JFM Podcast.
The gavel, a symbol of authority, as the whistle is to the referee. The gavel, a symbol of democracy and legislative power.
The eyes have it.
I call for division.
A powerful tool at the plenary, where all sides are x-rayed, debated, and dissected.
Mr. President, God will ask all of us, but you will be in the front.
Yes, we are about to take a decision now.
We bring you proceedings at the plenary, reporting the actions and inactions of the legislators, engaging in robust discussions, oversight, and representation. At the plenary, all sides are amplified, their side, your side, and the issue. Be part of the nation's decision-making process. Join the legislative combatants, Doris Izang and Ponsak Fanap on J101.9 FM every Friday from 9:15 to 10 a.m. to amplify the three sides. You and the legislature can now meet at the plenary.
A very good morning to you. Thank you so much for staying with us on J101.9 FM. Today is Friday, the 19th day of February 2021, and it's a cold Friday morning. So if you're still home, do well to make sure you stay very, very warm, all right? It is the weather we've been praying for, and it is here, and we are enjoying it. All right, this is the plenary where we review or discuss legislative matters in the state and the country at large, where we look at, bearing in mind the functions of the legislature, which includes representation, oversight, and lawmaking, and it is very distinct from that of the executive. My name is Doris Izang, and I quickly like to take this time and wish one of our very own a happy birthday. The Igwe one of Africa is celebrating his birthday today, and we say happy birthday to you, Osama. We celebrate you. Good morning, Ponsak. It's a beautiful day, and you are well dressed.
Yes, thank you.
Well, yeah. Good morning. The weather is chill. Happy birthday to Osama Akpunon one. Of Africa, I would say, one comedian that, you know, I truly respect his art, and because comedy is beyond making people laugh, is, you know, saying the things that society normally will not don't have courage, you know, to say. And, you know, really, I see Osama in the likes of Dave Chappelle, you know, and Kurt Williams, you know, God rest his soul, and some of the great, you know, comics of, you know, of all time, I would say. So happy birthday to him. Yeah, well, it's a very cool morning.
Right.
You know, something happened yesterday. People were saying that it was cold. I was just wearing a short sleeve, you know, a native shorts.
Oh,
and they were saying that it was cold. I said, me, the weather is normal to me. It's like, you know, it's okay. I'm very comfortable with the weather. But I woke up this morning and I said, this is a cold, you know, Friday morning. I had to just, you know, put on a jacket and just to stay warm.
Okay. Let us get down to the business of the day. We will start by reviewing stories from the National Assembly and come home, because plenary held at the Plateau State House of Assembly, and we'll be reviewing their votes and proceedings and what went down this week. Well, let us start. Well, just to let you know, today is Open Mic Friday, so we would like to hear more from you. We do not have a guest. You are our guest today. So let's begin with this very interesting motion that has been trending on social media. And when I saw it, I couldn't help myself but shake my head and laugh, because people are like, is this what the country has been reduced to? Do we not have important legislations to make or motions to move in the National Assembly? But let us look at it in two ways. This motion is a motion, well, as I saw it, it says the Senate moves to regulate bleaching cream and cosmetics in the country.
Yeah, Doris, I mean, by the way, you are saying that there are two ways of looking at this. Mm-hmm. I completely agree with you. Because on the one hand, and this is how may I look at it both ways. On the one hand, maybe the senator wants to make up for a number of bills, you know, passage, and her constituents will be happy.
On the one hand.
Yeah, on the one hand. On the other hand, you know, bleaching is... I mean, why do people sell cosmetic product to make people feel that they are not good enough?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the whole idea behind cosmetic industry. And in the UK,
that
there was
your idea of cosmetics.
Yeah, well, for me, that is a whole, because, okay. I mean, why will you put on a, they will say you need to tone your skin. I mean, what's wrong with my skin? If I want to glow, like, you know, that's the language now, I take plenty of water and take plenty of vitamins. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that my skin will be bright and my skin will not be, you know, dry, you know, as it is. So, and it's making people feel that, you know, I'm not enough, and low self-esteem, because if you look, especially the social media, if you look at some pictures on social media, you say, ah, I want to be like this, I want to be like that. And if you look at, you know, especially British advertisement, you see that this has been altered just for the advert purposes. Mm. So they are going to tell you the models in that picture, you know, in that advertisement, it is not originally them, like you see in real life. It has been altered, because lots of young girls will say, ah, I'm not beautiful like Doris, for example, you know, and they won't be comfortable in their skin. So that's the two ways for me I'm looking at it.
Okay. Well, this motion is a motion on the need for NAFDAC to move swiftly to regulate the formulation and distribution of cosmetics in the country, and it was raised by the Senator Remy Tinubu. See, the thing is, we have rights. If I, as a manufacturer of cosmetics, decide to bring to produce cosmetics that bleach, or bleaching cream now in this view, if I decide to bring that, it's because I have identified a need. There is someone who wants to use it, and it is choice. It is your right. You can choose to use it or not. But if you buy it, it means you've taken the choice of using it. Now, this is how I see it. I see that this senator has seen that this cosmetics has actually brought a lot of damage to people. And what is the role of NAFDAC? To make sure that products, consumables, drugs are all safe for use. So if there are components in these bleaching creams that causes damage to the skin, why don't NAFDAC rise up to its responsibility of making sure that these bleaching creams are safe to use without causing damage to the skin?
Well, I respect your argument, but look at, you know, it... I like to see things there. I always tell myself that there's no one way of seeing things, just like there's no one route, you know, to get to terminals. Here's, for me, you know, how I see it. You know, you are saying that the government, you have a right, you know, to buy anything from the market and consume the way you want, for example, as long as it is legal.
Mm.
Just yesterday, I was, you know, discussing with some friends, their lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
I say, what business does the government have in the woman I choose to, you know, spend my life with?
Mm.
What business do they have, you know, in that they would tell me that for me to make my marriage, you know, acceptable before them, and who are they for me to make it acceptable? I mean, it's just choice between two people, consent between two people wanting to live together, you know, for the rest of their lives, for example. So why does the government, you know, want to make me to seek legitimacy? And they said that the government controls every aspect, even death. You know, Doris, the government must pronounce you dead before it is acceptable that actually you are normal, and even where you're going to be laid to rest. So the government controls everything. And maybe, if allowed, maybe she can expound why she wants. Maybe the constituency she's representing is an epidemic there, you know, that is causing skin havoc and things like that. So, I don't know. I just saw it on social media and everybody was haywire. There are other important things to talk about and things like that. Well, one of the important things to talk about in our country this morning and even yesterday was Minister of Defense saying that you are cowards for allowing criminals to kill you.
And
you need to, you know, defend yourselves. That's what the Minister of Defense in the Federal Republic of Nigeria is saying.
21st century Nigeria.
It is so shameful. It is, oh my goodness. Well, a lot of people, the PDP has called for his sack. Afeni Ferreira said this goes on to show that the administration of Buhari has failed. How can a minister of defense come up? This is like abdicating his responsibilities to Nigerians who have paid tax, fund you so that you protect us. Now you're saying we should go ahead and protect ourselves. How can you say that? Instigating, that's insightful.
Absolutely. Just like what the governor of Bauchi State said, but I mean, he has apologized. He said the bandits, you know, herdsmen are allowed to hold, you know, weapons. Mm-hmm. President Muhammadu Buhari once said that he doesn't know that Fulani people hold weapons. What he knows is that a cutlass and just, you know, a stick, that is what he knows, you know, while growing up. And if you look at, you know, the conservative thinking, you know, coming from north, and look at what people have been saying from that region, especially as it relates to the so-called farmer herder clash. You know that there's more to it than meets the eye, for example. Mm-hmm. If the governor of Bauchi State would say that, but he came out apologizing, and you find the minister for defense, someone that Premium Times have shown, you know, corruption allegation, you know, mm-hmm. against him, by the way, coming out to say that you are, do you know if a military, one thing a soldier don't want to hear is that you are a coward.
Mm.
He doesn't want to hear that.
Right.
If you call a soldier or any uniformed man a coward, I mean, you make sure that he proves to you that he'll clear your doubts. Let me just use their language. But for him to come out to tell the Nigerian people, civilian population, that don't have the right to own arms and ammunition, you know, under the constitution, that we're a coward, I feel that is the most disgusting and insulting, you know, thing coming from someone that the president has appointed. And the president owes the Nigerian people duty to respect them, because he has gotten legitimacy from the vote of the Nigerian people.
Mm-hmm.
Why he is president today is because he was voted into power,
exactly.
Not because he's the most smartest, or he's the most oldest, or he's the most, you know, brightest, you know, of the Nigerian people. His legitimacy is that people, the Nigerian people, voted for him into power. So I think that he needs to respect and preserve and protect the dignity of the Nigerian people.
All right, still speaking about insecurity, we're now looking at what the Senate is doing as regards insecurity. And just this week, we've had school children at different schools kidnapped. And we're asking the question, why the spotlight on children? Why are children now vulnerable to kidnapping? Why are schools not protected? Well, the Senate has called on the President, Muhammadu Buhari, to declare a state of emergency on security. And if you're just wondering what a state of emergency is going to do, it is expected, or let me just say, it is a situation of national danger or disaster in which a government suspends normal constitutional procedures in order to regain control. So what it does is that, okay, we're saying we're not following the books, we're not following the rule, we are going to, you know, unconventionally address this, and just to make sure we regain control in a particular conflict situation. And that is what the Senate is calling on President Muhammadu Buhari to do. And we're asking you this morning, do you think this is the right step in the right direction? We'd like to hear from you. All you have to do is go on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/JFMJoss, and drop your comments. You can also call us. When we are ready to pick your call, we'll give you the numbers. But you have them. Just be ready.
You know, Doris, the Senate has lost its own trust and respect, you know, before the Nigerian people. Just the singular statement that the Senate president of the Senate, came out to say that they are going to give expedited action to any bill that the president, you know, will present to mm-hmm. them. That is, you know, just saying that I'm going to be rubber stamp. And this is not to say that the Senate or the National Assembly should always confront the executive. Mm. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that confrontation and collaboration should have its place, and they should know where those things, you know, should be, for example. Instead of saying that anything the president, what a ridiculous, you know, statement. What, you know, it's like this statement lacks, you know, depth of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Senate always, the National Assembly, Ninth Assembly, always invite
for example, they are service chiefs. But how many times have the former service chiefs, sorry, how many times have they honored the invitation of the Senate? And now they are before the Senate to seek confirmation and as non-carrier ambassadors. And look at how they rush, you know, to the Senate.
There. Right.
Look at how they are. So if I was, I'll be like, you know, even Igbo man say tofiakwa. Or if an Igbo man who understands Hausa would tell you, I like Kiaye, you know that no, this one is a no-no. So for me, it's if the senator is a slap and is a slap on us Nigerians, because I like the Senate, they didn't go there because they were the brightest, they didn't go there because they were the smartest, you know, they went there because their legitimacy is vote. And in a representational democracy, well, I do not know. People should, you know, answer that. But again, it shows how insulting it is, you know. And it just goes to show that the people that we vote into power don't respect our country. What they do respect is hero worship and idol worship. Idol worship in the sense that it's individuals that they are loyal and they pay allegiance to. They don't pay allegiance to the Federal Republic of Nigeria. In fact, to them, they are thinking there's nothing called the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Because it's like if Doris Izang, who is the president, ceases to exist, then Nigeria will cease to exist. That is, you know, how they think. But Nigeria is bigger than, you know, a single individual, a tribe, a religion. It is a collection of people who are Jews, for example, although that is arguable, you know, to stay and live together.
And I feel this goes to show that our constitution really needs review, because it is not... Looking at what is happening, it doesn't show that the constitution is absolute. There is no respect for rule of law, and there is no provision that when someone flaws, when he or she goes against the constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria 1999 as amended, this is the punishment that would be meted on the person. There is no form of compelling the person to do as he is his function. There is nothing like that, and that is why people are calling, Nigerians are calling for the review of the constitution.
Absolutely.
Make it absolute, make it sovereign, because that is what governs us and binds us together as a nation. In the same vein now, the Senate has also demanded for stiffer punishment for anyone who bears illegal firearms in the country. And this came in the floor of the National Assembly, where they are advocating for the amendment of the Firearms Act of 2004.
You know, Doris, I mean, this is, I would say, absurd, because if you say stiffer punishment, who should enforce the law? It's someone that the Constitution has, it's like now we don't have an IGP. It's the police. The police are supposed to enforce this thing. And you're saying we should enforce. And you watch as a National Assembly, the president extending, violating our Constitution, and you're supposed to be custodians. That's why I say it's absurd. Look at how they play ping pong with our heads. You know, for example, because, I mean, if you say stiffer punishment, and someone that is supposed to enforce that law, his tenure is over, and the president illegally extended his tenure, who is supposed to do that now? At the end of the day, is the IGP going to follow that of the Senate, or is going to be loyal to the president? I mean, because he knows that, look, I'm illegitimate, for example, and I have to hold on one person. I don't have to hold on the side of truth. If this IGP, for example, was holding on to truth, he's going to follow what the Senate National Assembly are saying, because he knows that the National Assembly is a collection. They are representing people, over 200 million Nigerians, they are representing them. And they deserve respect and, you know, a dignity, for example. So it just, you know, it's just absurd, because it's like if you go to the direct chamber, it's like everybody will just wake up and say things that they like without even maybe giving it a thought, for example.
Well, the Senate President Ahmad Lawan has said that the issue of insecurity across the parts of the country would have been nipped, but for the continued illegal proliferation of firearms in the country. And this goes to show us that our land borders are really porous, and our system of visa on arrival is actually flawed. We need to tighten these corners too, so that we can
even forgot about that, because the president made that statement in a foreign country. You know, that is our president for you. And by the way, nobody is celebrating that he hasn't gone out in a long time.
Yeah, that's something to celebrate.
Absolutely, nobody is celebrating. celebrating that. For me, I celebrate.
It's Corona who cost that.
He can afford it. He's the powerful, the most powerful individual in our country. Exactly. He's the number one. So if he wants to go to America, for example, they will sanitize even the plane, everything. And, you know, he's powerful. He everything is at his disposal. So thank you, Mr. President. You know, but you need to talk to us again.
Okay. In recent time, it's just... you know, there's this trend of leaders coming up to make unguided statements in public place, in public spaces, in the media, on national television, or when granted interviews. They just pick whatever is their motive or driving them. We do not know. But we know what happened with the governor of Bauchi State, even though he's apologized. The governor, Bala Mohammed, made some not nice comments. And Dachu Musa Bagos, the member representing Jos South, Jos East Federal Constituency in the National Assembly, raised the matter of urgent public importance on the need for public officials to be cautious. Yes, to be cautious against making inflammatory and divisive statements to heat up the already heat up polity. So we'd like you to hear from him, and we'll be right back.
2021, where the governor of Bauchi State, Bala Mohammed, a public official, who should, based on the insecurity problems in the country, need to have been careful with statements and actions, which is reported to have justified the illegal bearing of firearms by some Fulani herdsmen, which has caused national outrage. Aware that the Constitution does not grant any individual or group of people the right to bear sophisticated arms, but only a licensed sophisticated shooting range to that effect from the Inspector General of the Nigerian Police. Further aware that even if the IG were to grant license, the IG's power cannot contravene the provision of Chapter F2, Laws of the Federation of Nigeria 004 Firearms Act, which classifies the arms AK-47 carried by some herdsmen as ascribed by the governor illegal and prohibited. Concerned that the inflammatory and divisive statement will lead to enormous belief that the government supports the crimes of carrying prohibited firearms. Concerned also that this situation can easily lead to armed conflict as other groups, such as farmers and defenseless citizens, will consider it as a threat to their safety and to arm themselves with AK-47. Concerned further that if all public officials, regardless of their positions or status, are not cautioned against inciting or provoking the general public, the already tense situation in the country will lead to open hostilities. The House resolved to caution public officials against such statements and policies that can cause unrest in the country. Two, the House leadership should interface with Nigerian Governors Forum, as most of these inflammatory statements are coming from Nigerian governors, so they should focus on possible solution in addressing insecurity in Nigeria, not blaming one another. I so move, Mr. Speaker.
That was the member representing Jos South, Jos East Federal Constituency, Honorable Dachu Musa Bagos, speaking on a matter of urgent public importance on the need for public officials to be cautious against making inflammatory and divisive statements in the country. Well, you heard him, and I'm sure you've taken one or two, and we should move on now, right?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, now, also, we're just looking at what our plateau lawmakers in the National Assembly are doing. A bill for a law to establish the University Broadcasting and Film Studies, JOS, has passed its first reading at plenary on Thursday, the 18th of February. This bill seeks to upgrade and unify the NTA College, JOS, and National Film Institute, JOS, into a university. And it is sponsored by our very own Senator I.D. Giang of Plateau North, a senatorial district. And we cannot wait for this piece of legislation to come to fruition.
Let me play the devil's advocate. You know, ID is a smart, you know, lawmaker. And let me see why he's smart. If the president has sent to this, where is it going to be cited? Definitely, of course, it's going to be Plateau North. That will be his argument, you know, because two of these institutions are in Plateau North and they have their campuses, you know, here. So I think this, you know, something to celebrate, you know. ID Gang is a smart, Senator ID Gang is a smart, you know, politician, because at the end of the day, look at how many institutions are there in the, you know, northern zone, for example, federal institutions. The northern zone will have, you know, two federal universities, if it, you know, gets approval, and other, you know, colleges and whatnot. So for me, it's a plus, and it's going to, I don't want to use urbanize, because, I mean, there's uncontrolled development in Jos. Jos is like a city that is a town that everybody does what they like. If anybody gets 10 million, what he comes to that person's mind is just go and build. And they don't get approval from JMDB that's supposed to control development, you know, Jos and, you know, Bukuru Metropolis. You know, everybody does what he likes. You see people with buildings. And by the way, Doris, let me just bring, I was talking to my architect friends. I said, why is it that there's no, like, an estate in Jos that the paintings alone is very appealing to the eyes.
But there are some coming up right now.
No, I'm saying if you go to South Africa, okay, there's like a town that you find, you know, different color painting, maybe red, yellow, and
it's all uniform.
Yeah, maybe the state government, maybe I need to tell the peace building DG that, look, there should be an estate, maybe a peace estate, and the colors of the homes will be like in rainbow colors. Mm. Something that, you know, will appeal.
Appealing.
I love seeing beautiful things.
We all do. Yeah. And the plateau is the beautiful, right?
Absolutely.
Home of peace and tourism.
Yeah.
It will be really necessary here. Well, very quickly, time's against us and we really want to hear from you. So what we're going to do is just take the remaining headlines, just headlines, and we'll get talking to you. Now, a bill to end casualization of workers passed second reading at Senate. And I'm so particular and interested in this because, it says a bill for the prohibition of casualization of employment. That is what the bill is. It's to stop casual workers. So he's saying we do not want employers to casualize employment, but if you're taking it, make them permanent. But once it affects some people,
it's an issue of tax, you know, and the abuse of casual workers, you know, and, you know, I'm really in support because starting out, you know, as a kid growing up, one of the things that I did was, you know, working in a factory, and I was just a casual worker. Mm-hmm. If I go there, I've forgotten the money that I was paid, you know, but I'll just, you know, get that stipend. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But at the time, it was, you know, sufficient to buy me.
And you gained experience.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, coming home very quickly, plenary held on Tuesday, and a matter of urgent public importance was raised by Musa Aga Avia of Rukuba Irikwe on the need to invoke Section 33, Subsection 1 and 2 of the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria as amended, 1999 as amended, as it affects the people of Bassa local government area. It's no longer news that Bassa has recorded attacks, farmers' headers clash, and he has called on the executive to protect the lives and property of the people as they swore and as it is embedded in the Constitution. A valedictory session was conducted in honor of late Honorable Chief Jethro Mangam Akun, who died recently and was buried. He was a member representing Bokkos State constituency between 1970-1983, and it is just a tradition that anyone who, you know, has been in the State House of Assembly will come back when you die. Or come back for a valedictory session.
Absolutely. You that's last, you. Yes, easy. Like,
yeah.
You know, Aga Avia, Honorable Aga Avia, Rukuba Irikwe State Constituency, he's one of the frustrated, you know, members, and even the one of Riom, Honorable Timothy Dantong. I mean, I'm saying this because I know that they are not happy what is going on constantly, you know, with their people. And even the one in Jos South, I mean, the one in Jos South, Honorable Daniel from Gotsin, he's not always, you know, if I speak with him, he said that he is frustrated because there's no democratically elected local government council, you know, in his own constituency. But the speaker, while meeting with youth leaders, ethnic nationalities, he did say that he said the governor told him that this year, local government elections will be conducted.
affected. And he said that people should please, you know, be calm. He gave us his word. That's what he practically did.
Given his word, but this week, Tuesday at plenary, the tenure of management chairman
was extended by two months.
Which means, going by his word, if we should hold him by the end of this 2 months.
No, he said this year. There wasn't a timeline.
Yeah, okay, we can't. Well,
but this year.
All right. Plateau people are frustrated, but with this, we are going to hold on and see whether or not we would have democratically elected chairman in these four local government areas. We do not forget. If the person who says it forgets, the person who is listening will not forget. 090-55-66-66-999. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Doris and Ponsak Fanab.
Good morning. Yeah. What's your name? Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from my name is Chukwudi.
Very quickly.
Thank you. Quickly, please. I know we don't have time now.
Yeah.
I want to sincerely say something from what Ponsak Fanab said. I was listening to him from the beginning of this program, and he mentioned two things. But sorry, you mentioned one thing and you mentioned it twice. Hmm. And that is the act of respect. When you talk of respect, the chair that is in there today deserves respect. Just as the same way, an old man of 100 years old also deserves respect. I or Bilita Yoshe on channel television on Sunday says something that if people win election on the ballot, they are bound to respect the electorate. I saw some pulse in my street when he made that statement that, look, I'm talking about the politician that has led the state for two consecutive tenors, and he said, if we election by the ballot box, might be swear very strong words, we are bound to respect the people. But if people are elected by manipulation, if people win election by the inmate chairman, by weapons, by intimidation, they are bound to do whatsoever they wish to do. Sincerely, if you look at this statement, you understand, look, everybody in this public office today, he's been manipulated because of the power that been because of the principalities and powers that put him into that particular office. And so don't respect the people. Nigerians are not being respected because I can tell you authoritatively that people did not win election. They just manipulated their way into that particular office.
Thank you.
That is the problem of this country. And it is high time that Nigeria wake up and demand for real election. In fact, I am telling you that people that are in the hands of affairs of the election of this country, they are not supposed to be there.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much for being part of the show. Hello, good morning. Hello, are you there? Hello?
Hello, good morning, Doris.
Good morning. Good morning. What's
good morning,
your name?
This is Roberto Mancini calling you from Lamingo Road.
Go ahead.
Honestly speaking, I'm not happy with the way our governor is handling the issue of local government elections. This poor local government election that has not been held up to today. Virtually everything will come back. Football will come back. You have NIFAS. You celebrate NIFAS, Tracy and the rest of it. Why not the local government election for people to vote their own candidate of their choice? You are imposing candidates for us. You are imposing leaders for us against our wish. It's very, very unfair. And for the comment that Governor Balaam vouched to make, it's very, very wrong of him. Every Nigerian will never expect such a statement from a man of his caliber, a public office holder like him, a governor of the state. Why would you advise that people should carry AK-47? They should be allowed to carry AK-47 for what? Nigeria is not Somalia, neither is it Yemen or whatever, or Iran. Nigeria is a peace-loving country. Don't advise that as a governor or as in any position you're holding. In fact, as a matter of fact, you're in public office. Know what you come out and talk saying in the media.
Thank you so much for being part of the show. Have a good day. Hello, one more call and we'll go on our Facebook page. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning to you all.
Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Mr. Kadir from Skynet Bauchiru.
Very quickly, let's hear you.
Okay, well, dealing with the election, seriously, for me, I'm not seeing the differences there. Because even if we have democratic elected chairman, still yet, they will be under the control of the state executive. So I see no reason why people should, you know, be taking it as frustration or whatever. But for me, if they will do something, that will better the lives of people, and that's what we need. But if not seriously, whether they are elected or appointed, for us makes no difference.
Thank you.
God bless us all.
Thank you. God bless you too. Now on Facebook.
Yeah, we have some comments on Facebook. Velsi Pam is saying, our children are no longer saved. Shive Chido is saying, please update us on the security challenge in Imo State. Barnabas Uke is saying, to be sincere, this government is not doing enough to help Nigerians. Kidnapping, killing, abducting of students from one school to the other, travelers abduction. But I really am disappointed in the so-called National Assembly for not doing their job, and we voted them into office. Sam Nyam is saying, insecurity from this government has become deadly. Although not all Fulanis are herders, but in a similar vein, all the attacks in Nigeria and some villages show incompetence in our security agencies and the APC government. Also, the leadership of the Buhari administration centered on religion and ethnic difference. This needs to be redressed concerning land and identity of every citizen in terms of appointment. Nigerians should start stoning APC government, or you say. Principal Joseph Melumo is saying, the National Assembly is part of the most problems we are presently facing. They are not representing the interests of Nigerians at all. It's high time for them to wake up from their slumber and check the actions of the executive.
All right, we'll take a pause there and go back to the calls. 090-556-66-6699. Hello, good morning. Oh, we got to you late. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Thank you, Doris.
Good morning.
I am Comrade Dadon Antiba Solomon. I'm calling from Anguarukuba.
Thank you for calling us. Let's hear you very quickly.
Thank you. You see, when we talk of insecurity in Nigeria, this present administration, not that we experienced insecurity during the administration, but I could remember when Mr. President contested the election more than two times and he lost the election. You see, and he whipped. Where is the Buhari whip? And journalists ask him that, why are you whipping? He says that he's remembering how former will suffer. I quote him. And you see, no any administration has let former down like this administration. This is the administration that let former down. And you could see the insecurity is persisting. National Assembly, I don't say anything. Okay, now, Doris. I'm not just talking about the impeachment of Mr. President. Even the appointment that he made for this immediate past service is just for immunity to control them. So they didn't work. You know, imagine how some of them are talking when they found out who they're not is. They are just looking for a way to negotiate with the body under Boko Haram. How can we negotiate with such people? And do you think that we'll agree or we have confidence on this administration? They are not even talking against and at least to those who listen to.
Thank
how
you,
can
comrade.
We negotiate with those who kill people? Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day and weekend. Okay, that's the much we can take on the show this morning. Thank you so much for your calls. All of you who sent in your comments on Facebook, we appreciate you. If we were not able to read your comments, we apologize. We'll try and do that next time.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you for the audience. I hope to hear from you later in the evening. Have a good day. Jumat Karim to our Muslim brothers and sisters.
Stay warm, stay healthy, wear your face mask, use your alcohol-based hand sanitizer, and whatever you do, make sure you are happy. News coming up very shortly, top of the hour, 10 a.m. So stay with J101.9 FM.
This is JFM Podcast.